You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. This is Ed Maher. I'm joined with Phil Davidson, and we're back with a panel. We've got Alta Equipment Company in the studio today, and we're very glad to have them. And we have a group of employees there, and we've got Gianni Campo. He's the president of Alta. Chris Bema, he's the director of product support. Greg Pease, the regional vice president of the Midwest. And Ron Anderson, who's a senior product support manager and also a proud member of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150, just like me. So welcome in, everybody. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, you know, first off, Gianni, you know, the president of Alta, I'd like to hear a little bit more. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, the company, where you're based, and, you know, what your scope, where your area of operations is.
The company's based in Livonia, Michigan. That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. It was started in 84 by Steve Greenwald, and it was started as a material handling forklift company, and we got into construction equipment in back in 09, and it started in Michigan, and we've grown exponentially really over the last few years. This is about our fifth year here now in Illinois.
Okay.
So we've been here about 5 years, still young, a few acquisitions, and we've grown you know, nicely, I guess, over the last few years here in Illinois.
So you sell equipment, you rent equipment, and maintain equipment also, right?
Yes. Yeah, sales, service, rentals. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what type of equipment? How small to how big?
Everything. Really, yeah. Everything in Illinois, from literally lawnmowers to cranes and everything in between. Yellow iron, excavators, off-road trucks, loaders, everything. Generators, rental, sales, service, all of it.
Okay. So you've been president. How long have you been president for?
About 2 years, a little over 2 years.
So you came in right during the pandemic.
Yeah, as the president. Yes. Yeah. Okay. During the pandemic. Yeah.
So I know that during the pandemic, that was the rental industry specifically was kind of a bellwether for the supply chain issues. You know, construction was coming back. People wanted to get these projects started. There just wasn't the equipment to do it, and so rental companies were under a lot of stress to try to bring in additional products and stuff. So is that still kind of the case? Has that improved at all, or how has that helped you?
It's improved a little bit, but I think actually we weathered that storm pretty well. Mm-hmm. With our size, we're in multiple states, you know, from the Midwest to the Northeast down into Florida, and we're able to share equipment and resources between our regions. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to weather that storm, and really I think it's helped, because maybe some of the other dealers that were struggling, we were able to fill some of those voids and given us a seat at the table where maybe we weren't before, and we kind of proved ourselves, whether our equipment or our service. So it's really, I think we've weathered the storm and actually probably done pretty well through it.
So coming out of the pandemic, how would you say how's the health of the construction market around Chicago?
It's still the demand's still there. We really don't see it slowing down. I mean, I think everyone can attest, like, a little slowdown's okay. You know, we don't want an 08 here, but but the demand's still strong, no doubt about it.
Okay, so you in addition again to selling equipment and renting equipment, you also service equipment. So you've got a staff of mechanics.
Yes.
What's the supply like? I know that's a highly skilled position. So is it tough to find good talent, tough to find trained talent? I know you a lot of your mechanics are members of the operating engineers, Local 150, yeah, the heavy equipment technician. So has it been tough to kind of keep up with the needs?
We've done a pretty good job. I think we started when we came in here about 5 years ago with about 30, and we're up to about 100, close to 100 techs right
now. That's a lot of growth.
We think we pay a pretty fair wage. I think we're in the highest in Illinois.
So I think you might be one of the top in the nation, which, yeah, you know, hats off to you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're, you know, one of our mantras is uptime matters for sure, and we can't do that without talented techs. Mm-hmm. And we've done a good job. We've done a good job keeping talent and training talent.
We actually have customers that request our techs to go all over the nation. So,
really?
For example, yeah, I won't give specifics, but they, you know, we right now we have 10 guys in Kentucky and Arkansas. They want our Union 150 techs over the local talent there, just because our guys are top notch.
So that's just a matter of skill training, you know, commitment, yes, to training, both by the employees, the unions, and, you know, within Alta as well.
Sure.
I mean, you were telling me a little bit about the commitment to training that Alta, you know, has as part of its philosophy, Gianni. So what does that mean, you know, as far as if somebody's been working at Alta as a technician for, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, and they want to take, you know, some sort of a class to upgrade their skills, do they have access to that, you know, and kind of carte blanche to do that from the company and through the union?
100%. Chris, that's Chris's background, so you can speak more on it, but 100%, yes.
Yeah, so we basically at the beginning of the year we go, we have a training director, she's based out of Florida. We go sit down with every tech, say what path do you want to go down this year, what area of expertise are you looking to enhance in, and have that conversation, and then we basically plan out a training for the year. Sometimes we get thrown curveballs. We actually just picked up a new product line this year. So we're going to actually have to get like 6 or 7 techs trained on that as well. So,
well, yeah, as mechanics in the construction industry with the kind of sophisticated equipment that's around now, it's no longer just turning wrenches. I mean, I know, for example, like the exhaust systems on heavy equipment, you know, the air that's coming out of the exhaust pipe is often cleaner than when it went in, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, the standards on construction equipment, you know, have gone up through the EPA over the last 10 years, I think a couple of times, but you know, my experience dealing with some of our members who are technicians, it's an extremely professional job.
Yeah, actually, we have electric excavators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we added those to our product line the last year. We did training classes on those already. I think we got 6 or 7 techs across the country with Alta's footprint trained on those. They're kind of moving out there right now, but we have the training and the tools for them, so...
Okay. What goes into the training? Curious for our listeners who are totally unfamiliar. I mean, is there classroom training involved?
Both.
Ron can probably answer better. He's been through them, so
it's classroom training, but it ends up being hands on too. You got to do hands. I mean, I'm a retired tech, so you have to do hands on because, just like you said, that technology is how is a wrench. You know, if it had nuts and bolts, I could fix it. Nowadays, you got to have the computer, you got to have the knowledge, you got to have some support somewhere that you can call to get if you run into a problem. So there's a lot to it, but yeah, it's hands on and book training
and constantly changing. It sounds like
every day.
Well, yeah, I can say for the apprenticeship program at Local 150, you know, we run a number of different apprenticeship programs, from heavy equipment operator to drillers to material inspectors and heavy equipment technicians. And due to just the massive demand for the apprenticeship program for operating equipment, that's only open for 1 month of the year typically. But the heavy equipment technicians is open all the time because there's such a need for it, and there are not enough people out there, you know, getting into these programs. So if somebody graduates who's motivated and has a lot of skill and is talented, I mean, I'm sure you guys, I see you guys.
We want them.
You want to keep them?
Vocational school, you know. I have 4 kids myself, so I know what the college costs are.
Right.
And you start talking about ROI, but, I mean, if you...
That's
if
no
you,
joke.
You want to put your head down and go to work. You got great benefits. You get great pay. Mm-hmm. And we consider ourselves a pretty good organization to work for. So you can start in our company, you know, really sweeping the floor and become a tech. You could become, you know, director of service. You know, the sky's the limit, you know, so we love to hire, train, and hire within and promote from within. So, yeah, it's a great living. I mean, we all hear it, but, you know, whether it's a tech, whether it's electrician, whether it's a carpenter, I mean, you know, the skilled trades are where it's at, and there's certainly a demand for it.
Well, here at the Workers, Mike, we couldn't agree more with you on that. We talk about that a lot. It's a career option that a lot of people are not exposed to. You know, whether it's high school guidance counselors not knowing that it's an option, or you know, parents not having a whole lot of experience in construction, not passing that on. But it's a hidden gem.
Actually, Ron and I both, obviously Ron was a tech. I was also a tech with Alta from 2010. And like Gianni said, sky's the limit for advancement here. So
yeah, and Gianni, you started off, you were an operating engineer at a local 324 in Michigan, right?
Yeah, I started up, my father and uncle had a construction company, small paving contractor, but grew up really around equipment on a dozer when I was 5 years old. So grew up on equipment, truck driving, concrete finishing. So yeah, I know the industry very well. So I get it, you know, and I guess I try to be, you know, I think I'm more relatable to whether it's a tech or even a customer,
course.
You know, you've kind of been there, done that.
Right.
I understand a sense of urgency. We all understand a sense of urgency and that uptime matters. And that's our mantra within Alta, you know, is really to take care of the customer. And build those relationships. And customers for life is one of our guiding principles.
Yeah.
And you get there from doing the things, and product support leads the way 100%.
Well, I think anybody who's ever worked in construction has at some point been approached by somebody with a clipboard who has no idea what they do, but is, determined to tell them how to do it better. So having leadership that came up through the ranks and understands the issues that employees at every level are facing, I think leads to more happier employees, people who feel a little bit more engaged. And again, these jobs pay well. Since coming in at Alta, I know, you've shared a little bit of your philosophy on the value of treating people well. And the fact, you were saying that some folks are down in Kentucky from this area because they're the best. And, customers down there want them. So, I think this is a great example of what can happen when the partnership of business and labors and, workers who are bought into training and to being as skilled as they possibly can be. These workers are making good money. These are not $15 an hour jobs, and you're not a company that's looking for people for $15 an hour. You pay your people well, you treat them well, you make sure that they're trained, and you're successful, they're successful, and customers can't get enough of them. So,
and that follows along with one of our other guiding principles, invest in the best. And, if we're going to make that investment, we are going to pay top scale, especially for, a phenomenal, 150 candidate. We aren't going to take shortcuts. We're going to give them the tools and the resources, everything they need to do their job. And, Ron's another example of, promoting from within.
Right.
We don't just promote people that went to college. The trades, we have amazing, people from 150 that we've promoted throughout the years that, are in our management positions now. And because they've approached us or we've approached them as a candidate. And, we really try to, during our performance reviews, one of the things we do at the end of a performance review is talk about, where do you see yourself in the company, maybe 1, 3, 5 years down the road. And a lot of times you get some great interaction there that maybe he doesn't want to be a technician the rest of his life.
Right.
And he's, seen some other parts of the company that he really enjoys and wants to be a part of that. So we'll start to groom them for that now so that they're ready when, a position like that may open.
No, I think that's a very, very smart way to approach business. Take your people and find out what their strengths and interests are, because when people are doing something they enjoy, they tend to do it a lot better. So where can people find out more about Alta? Do you guys have a website?
We do. It's altaequipment.com. Here in, especially here in Illinois, again, we partner with 150 and the apprentice program. Obviously, they can reach out to you, and,
right,
and you can get us in touch with anybody that's interested. But, just a little bit, Johnny brought up, sweeping floors to maybe, that's what I started when I was 17, sweeping floors and building hydraulic hoses and putting parts away. And,
no kidding.
30 years later, get a chance to be in Illinois with a phenomenal team. And Johnny and I just took a tour of all 6 locations in Illinois and our Northern Gary branch, and got a chance to shake every hand. Everybody that was there, got to shake hands, introduce ourselves as kind of the leadership team here, and just, put a name to a face and not a number. And
right,
we had a lot. We got to shake every technician's hand and thank them for what they do, because we are a sales business, but we can't sell without the product support that we have. And reassuring them that we may sell the first machine, but they sell everyone after that, because
right,
if we can't take care of them or supply the parts or get out there in a timely manner, then we can't get that repeat business, which keeps us in business. So a very important partnership we have with 150 and the technicians, and all the union people that help us on a daily basis as the front people of our customer focus, in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Is huge. And it's going to really pay dividends for all of us here, and we're excited for a long journey.
Well, that's great. I on this show we talk a lot. We talk about success stories in the labor movement and businesses that do things the right way. Far too often, there are more businesses who don't do things the right way. So, everything you're saying, I think, is welcome to the people that are listening who, maybe don't get that kind of treatment at their jobs. So it's nice to know that there are companies out there that are actually committed to their workers. And you guys are a success story that, again, shows committing to your workers is not only the right thing to do, but it's good business.
Absolutely.
So, these jobs are out there. I'm talking to the listeners. These jobs are out there. They pay well. The training is fantastic, and these are skills that will last you for an entire career. So for technicians at Alta, you would go through a heavy equipment technician apprenticeship at the Operating Engineers Local 150. So what I'll do is I'll give a website for our training center, and that's ASIP Local 150 www.techtraining.org. So you can go there, you can learn a little bit more about the technician program, and consider it, because the jobs are available. If workers are committed and they're eager to get after it, there's certainly money to be made, you know, retirement savings, healthcare benefits, and you know, it's a win-win for everybody. So I'd like to thank you guys for coming in, and thank you for everything that you do every day, you know, to support the members, to support all your employees, and, you know, really to set a great example for all the other businesses that are out there.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back after a break right here on 720 WGN.